Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, look at you!
All right, honey, buddy, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean?
There seems to be a storm where she is, and she has no power. So she may come in, she may not. Until then, you got me. Hi, I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global. We are heard around the world, and the world hears us. Today, we have a very special treat. Miss Browdy is coming in, and we're going to be listening to some beautiful poetry. And Ellen left me a message, and I'll read it. She says, "Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show. On our first show, we have a triple show today. We have the A-list show going on. Three shows today with three A-list guests. And Miss Browdy is going to top it off. And here's what it is on our triple header. This is first of our triple header. Her book is called Sugar with a Pinch of Spice. If you'd like to come into the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get you to talk to me. That's the number the world will hear your voices. I usually hear them in my head, but the world will usually hear them from you. Let me give you a little background on Miss Browdy. She was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee. But she was raised in Houston, Texas. I can't pronounce her first name, but I'm going to give it a shot. I know when she comes in the studio, she'll correct me. I think it's Diamantina. Diamantina. And I know I mispronounced her first name. I'll just call her Miss Browdy, and she can correct me later. Well, she started writing at a young age. But it wasn't until years later that she decided to move forward and actually do something with her writing. Miss Browdy has written scripts for shows that she has starred in and poems that she has performed on stage throughout the Houston area. Miss Browdy looks forward to expanding her skills and entertaining the world with her motivational and inspirational and spicy poetry, giving the world a little of everything and not holding anything back. Sugar with spice. I'm sorry. Sugar with a Pinch of Spice is a poetry book packed with motivational and inspirational poems with a little twist added of erotic seductive poetry inside. So we hope you join us for all you literary poetry people. And we're hoping everybody else enjoy us because this is going to be good. So, again, the number is 319-527-6099 is the number that will get you in the studio. Since I don't have my co-host, when I see you come into the studio, I will just open up your phones and we'll get right to the show. Right now, she's not here, but I think our other guest is here, and she's on our third program with our triple hitter, Miss Cherise. Wait for it. Good morning, Cherise. How are you, sweetheart?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear that voice. I haven't heard that voice in about a week. How are you doing? We missed you very much.
Oh, I'm good. I miss you guys, too.
Good. Well, we are waiting on Miss Browdy, and I'm looking at her time right now, and this is going to be a quick interview because right now we only have 30 minutes to interview her. A little bit of poetry. You know, I like poetry. Do you like poetry, Chef?
I love poetry.
Do you have a favorite poem?
Actually, Phenomenal Woman is my favorite poem.
Oh, yeah, I love her. Mm-hmm. Read her all the time. Love her work. Well,
yeah, Maya Angelou is something. I miss her.
Would you really? Would you like to read? Do you remember any of your poems at all?
No, I don't want to read anything.
Okay, well, yeah, the show's going good. Mm-hmm. Off to a good start. Okay. Well, I would read you a poem. Okay. Let's give it a try. Let's give it a shot. Poetry written by Robert Burns, read by Brian Hammer Jackson. Poem voice by Brian Hammer Jackson. Thank you. Okay. The name of the poem is called A Red, Red Rose. Thank you. Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. Yeah. So fair art thou, my bonny lass. So deep in love am I. And I will love thee still, my dear, tilts the sea gang dry. Till the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rock melts with the sun. I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. And fare thee well, my only love, and fare thee well a while, and I will come again, my love, though it's worth 10,000 miles. Hey, how's that? Look at me. I'll try another one. I'm on the roll. I'm good. Well, here's another. Well, I can't do this because I would have to get my headphones off. Hold on. See, you can't really hear it. Let me see. Let me see. Hold on, because I know you can't hear it, but it's in my head. She put it a poem into a song.
Oh.
Okay, here's one. Here's one that I like. By Ron White. Shitting in the streets is Vegas, baby. I think I'll save that one. I think we'll save that one for later. We can't have all the poetry going. But again, I can tell by your groans that you're not a poetry lover. Let me try another one. Poems. Okay. Well, I don't have poems. Well, anyway, you get the idea, and I read them to you, and enjoy that, right? A little
yeah.
something for your morning. I mean, you can't waste all my talents.
please don't.
Well, oh, I have another poem. Okay. Get ready to swoon, ladies, and some gay men, and a lot of bice. Here you go. This poem is by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. It has to be good with that last name, right? All right, here we go. The Literary Corner and Poetry Corner by Brian Hammer Jackson. Thank you. And if you like my poems, just don't clap. You just snap your fingers, you know. Oh, yeah. Did you hear the snappy?
Mm-hmm.
That's what poets love. You know what I mean? That's food for the poetry. I shall begin. By Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Thank you. Read by Brian the Hammer Jackson. Thank you. Get ready to squirm in your seats and give me appreciation. Here we go. I love your lips when they're wet in wine. And red with a wild desire. I love your eyes when the love light lies lit with a passionate fire. I mean, I add sound effects to my poetry. Crackle, 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 crackle. Thank you. Thank you. I love your arms when the warm white flesh in a fond embrace. I love your hair when the strands emesh your kisses against my face. Sizzle, sizzle. Thank you. Not for me, the cold, calm kiss of a virgin's bloodless love. Not for me, the saint's white bliss, nor the heart of a spotless dove. Yeah. Thank you. But give me that love that so freely gives and laughs at the whole world's blame. With your body so young and warm in my arms, it sets my poor heart aflame. Crackle, crackle, crackle. Fire. Yeah. Thank you. So kiss me sweet with your wet, warm mouth. sorry. Let me read that again. Do over. Scene. Mood. Hot. Thank you. So kiss me sweet with your warm, wet mouth, still fragrant with ruby wine, and say with a fever born of the south, body and soul are mine. Sizzle, fire, hot stuff. Yeah. Thank you. Clasp me close in your warm young arms, while the pale stars shine above, and we'll live our whole young lives away in the joy of a living love. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Heart palpitations. Boom, 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 boom. And that an end poem. Thank you. Thank you. Heathens.
Why you call us heathens? Very good, Brian. Very good reading.
Oh, thank you. audience is getting upset. Why you call us heathens, you bastard? F you. I read for the enjoyment of your heart.
Thank you.
Do I hear more or no? Just one more. I think our guest may... Oh, our guest checked out. She was in. She was out.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Then I have to make a poem for her. I think I made her cry. She came in the studio and heard me read. She said, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Wow.
Sizzle.
I know, it's such a dreary day. What is going on?
I know, there's storms going on, and our guest is supposed to be here. I'm looking at the time, and we're getting really short of time. Ellen can pack the show really quickly, because if she comes in now, we only have 27 minutes, so it's going to have to be fast. So come on in, guests. I know there's weather problems where she is in Louisiana. I don't know the weather problems where our guest is. Our guest is in 346, and I don't know where 346 is. She may be having weather problems. 346 area code, and our guest is in Houston, Texas, so she may be having problems right now. What's the weather like in Texas? It doesn't look good. Let me see what the weather like in Houston. Houston weather, because Houston, we have a problem. Houston weather. And Houston weather, let's see what we got here. Let's see what's going on in Houston. But right now, with the strength of, let's see what the weather's going on in Houston. With the strength of an inland hurricane, heavy winds and severe weather rattled the south. Reports of massive hail and a suspected tornado dotted the region.
Wow.
Tens of thousands woke up without power on Wednesday. What's today?
Today's Wednesday.
They suspect the severity of the impact could even meet the criteria of a, I don't even know what this is, DERECHO, DERECHO, I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound good. So she's having the same problems as Ellen does. They're having tornadoes over there. I'm going to look at the studio just in case she blew in. Hold on. Oh, she didn't blow in. And so the weather report is they're having severe weather grip the south central United States on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, leaving thousands of residents across numerous states with a mess to clean up. For many of their residents, that cleanup may have to begin in the dark as power outages blanket the region. An intense line of severe thunderstorms known as the quail or the squall line. I think it's quail line. It sprawled across 500 miles and took aim at many major cities, including Houston, New Orleans, Dallas, Oklahoma City, and St. Louis. The squall line threw large hail and dealt damaging winds from the southeastern Kansas and southern Missouri through central and eastern Oklahoma, Arkansas, north Texas, and northern Louisiana. This weather is going to... let me check the studio just in case she blew in. Nope, she didn't blow in. Okay. Auntie M. No place like home. Auntie M. Here's the people who are affected. We are now doing the weather report by Brian Hammer Jackson. Thank you. Now, if you live in Waco or Waco, Dallas, Shreveport, Memphis, Springdale, y'all in trouble. There's one potential tornado from the right. I'm sorry, one potential tornado from the night of the severe weather was reported in Hammond, Louisiana. There was no injuries reported, but there was one white girl named Ellen running from the place, seen running from the place and looting the streets. She is now arrested. Hurricane Ellen.
Wow.
This is really some deep shit going on in there. So I don't expect our guest to come in at all. Let me see. No. She's not here. She came in and then I think she left.
Wow.
Wow. According to the National Weather Service, NWS, not to be confused with NWA, the Storm Prediction Center, SPC, over 200 high winds reported were filled on Tuesday, along with 137 hail reports. The hails are the size of golf ball. I mean, of tennis balls. Not golf ball, but tennis balls. That's how big the hail is.
Jeez.
Wow. They packed a bunch of thunderstorms with heavy winds. May have even reached the standard or derecho. I know I'm mispronouncing it. You guys get, I got close. You guys know what that is. Derechos are often referred to as inland hurricanes due to the hurricane-like conditions in terms of ferocious winds and torrential rain. Wow. The line of the thunderstorms appear to have met the criteria for a hurricane, with a steady concentration of high winds reported along the path at least 240 miles from southeastern Kansas, eastern Oklahoma, northwestern Texas, to the southern Missouri, much of Arkansas, and northern and western Louisiana. Those intense winds left over 300,000 customers without power across the region early Wednesday morning, with most of the outages occurring in Texas and Louisiana. Wow.
Wow, Ella may not be in at all today.
She will not. She called me this morning. She says her phone is dying, and the winds, and she has no power whatsoever. But she was still a good trooper. I told her to be safe and go outside to see if she could find something to call us. And she goes, "Are you kidding me? The winds are like hurricanes." I go, "She can do it. So let's all pray for Ellen."
No, you did not tell her to go outside.
She can do it. She's got to give us a weather report.
Now, when she comes inside with a tennis ball sized lump on her head, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, I got a little towel for that, a little cool, put some dirt on it. But knowing that, Ellen, if there is a way that she can do it, she will be in the studio. But no, I all seriousness, there's some serious shit going on there. And and our guest is from the Houston area, so I can understand what's going on. And I want to just make sure everybody's safe. And please be safe. We could always reschedule the show if you're listening to me. The most important thing is to be safe. And Ellen, if you're listening to me, I want you to go outside and let me know what's going on there. She will give us a report. Thank you.
Poor Ellen.
I know. Good morning, Ta-Ta-Ta. How are you? Did you like my poetry?
Did you handwrite that?
No, I actually read it from somebody. It's not my poem. I just picked a poem and I kind of read it. What do you think?
Did they handwrite it?
Yes, they did.
Oh. Yeah, sounded handwritten.
Yeah, but it's still words that are beautiful words, don't you think?
No, I'm not saying handwriting is bad. Like, handwriting actually can make you express yourself. Like studies show, you know, when you handwrite something instead of type it, like, it's, like, more truthful. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got
one
more
poem. Like, handwriting?
Yes.
Handwriting can make you, like, communicate better? Something about that. Like, you write better when you handwrite it.
Yeah.
Because you slow down, you know.
That's true. That's true, because you're thinking as you're writing, and you're right. It could do that. It could do that. You know, this guy, and thank you, Ta-Ta-Ta, this guy has an appropriate name for poetry, P.E. Cummings. I will now read a central poem. And I'm dedicating this poem to all the women I loved before. Yes. Many. I loved many of you. To those ladies, the thousands and hundreds and thousands of ladies that have disappointed in the intimacy of lovemaking, you're welcome. Thank you. I dedicate this poem for you. I name it, I Was Almost There. Thank you. I Was Almost There by Brian Hammer Jackson, written by Brian Hammer Jackson and read by Brian Hammer Jackson. I Was Almost There. These are two hundreds and thousands of ladies I have loved in the intimacy of the pure romance. Almost there. You look so lovely with your legs in the air. After I was done, you said, Brian, I was almost there. Thank you. Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Thank you.
My God.
I share that with you.
Mm-hmm.
Part two. I will continue. Okay. Why did you have to pull my hair? You act as if you didn't care. But you jumped on my body, as you can see. You wouldn't even let me go pee. Thank you. Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Thank you. I said, you sat me in a chair and talked to me when you were near. I told you I had cramps, but you did not care. You threw me on the bed. I said, where? You said, there. You acted like you did not care. Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Thank you. I wanted to eat, but you spanked my feet. I wanted to say, excuse me, hello audience. Charisse, I'm doing this with love. I wanted to eat, but you spanked my feet. You said, I love you. But I knew with the words that came out of your mouth that they were not true. Because what you did was say, honey, do. I did what you say, but you did not care. I wanted to lay there, but you pulled my hair. You put me in a position that only a doggy could love. And I said, look. What's hanging above? You wanted me to suck that big, tremendous thing. But you know I could not feel anything. I loved you, Brian, as any woman could. But you said, suck it, as well as you should. So you lay me on the bed with flair. You thrust yourself between my legs. I was almost there. Thank you. Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Brian Hammer Jackson, Love Poetry Corner. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen. Charisse. What beautiful poetry. And if you want that poem, you can send me your requests. I was almost there. Along with my second poem is, I Hate You and I Hope You Die. Beautiful poetry. Beautiful. Just absolutely tearjerker. So, Tata, what do you think of the What do you think of the poetry?
Oh, nice. You wrote it?
Thank you. I just said it just now. I just made it up right now. I wrote it from my heart, and it went out to the universe.
And it was fast.
Yeah. Want to hear another fast one? I did this for cooks. I made a poem up for chefs. And since we have a chef here, would you like to hear my chef poem for cooks?
Oh, goodness, I'm scared.
Of course.
Thank you. Written by Brian Hammer Jackson. Performed by Brian Hammer Jackson. Poetry Quarter. This is written for all the cooks and the chefs in the world. I may begin. Poetry Corner, thank you. I come to your kitchen to make you bread. You pull down your pants that give me head. Thank you.
Really?
Poetry. It's just poetry. Talented man.
Oh, that's worse than that naked cooking you said I was offering.
Naked cooking.
Oh, God.
A lot of response. I may begin. I started with ingredients so it could be spicy. You turned to me and said, "Bitch, that looks nicely." Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. I cooked for you till my heart breaks. You didn't appreciate it. Ready for the second verse? That's all it takes. I wanted you to cuddle, hug me, and love me as I cook. All you did was take down your pants and you held your member and you shook. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it. I said, "Don't put that close to the oven. You may burn it." You wiggled your hips and say, "Baby, you got to earn it." Sizzle. Sizzle. I cooked you a meal for a king. But you were so romantic, you got on one knee with a ring. I said, "Oh, you're asking me to marry you forever and to be your girl?" I said, "No, this is for my penis. Let's give it a whirl." Sizzle, 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 sizzle. Brian Hammer Jackson, Poetry Eroticness Corner and Scene. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Applause, please.
Oh, my goodness. I can't.
You put those hands together, girl. Come on. You put them together.
Okay.
Thank you. This has been Poetry Corner by Brian.
Oh, my goodness.
Talented man. Good morning, 111. Are you there? Welcome to the show. You're listening
Hello?
To poetry. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is finally Miss Royalty. I finally was able to get in.
Oh, my God, yeah. Are you from Houston right now?
Yes. I was technical difficulties. I couldn't call into this number, and I had to download Skype to try to get in.
Oh, because I was reading poetry. We only have 9 minutes. I want to reschedule you because I want to have a full interview, but if we could talk in 9 minutes and get your message out, I want to reschedule you for another interview. Is that okay? Because my co-host is in Louisiana, so I know the powers I know the winds and I know the tornadoes and I know your weather situation, but we have 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Can we, let's see what we can do with that. So I'm going to give you,
cool.
Hey, did you like my poetry? It was pretty good, huh?
Yes.
Look at that.
I like it. I was listening.
Thank you. A fan.
You're welcome.
A literary fan. All right, 9 minutes. It's all you. Go ahead and talk. Tell us about your poetry, your book. Tell us how sugar with a pinch of spice. Give it
to me. Yes. Strip It With a Pinch of Spice. It's motivational and seductive poetry. So basically, it's packed with motivational, inspirational poetry, as well as a little bit of my wild side, which is my erotic side. That's basically what I do is when I'm performing live, I do my erotic poetry. I have a poem called Nympho. It's on SoundCloud. You get to hear that. It's called Nympho Mix. And then you also can purchase Sugar With a Pinch of Spice on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And then I can read a little bit to give you an excerpt of Nympho real quick. I'm an addict to your sex, something I don't mind overdosing on. Your sex is like a drug. I'm hooked and constantly want more. Over and over we indulge in sinful pleasure. I just can't get enough. You make me feel so good inside. I love your passionate stroke. My hands grasp tightly around your back, making sure I receive every inch, never missing a spot, always hitting my G-spot and sending my body into convulsions. But the control you take back, commanding my body in every way, knowing exactly how to pleasure me. That's why you're the only one who can come inside of me. My body yearns for more of your touch, the way you make me scream when you penetrate me deeper. I really love this butterfly effect, grabbing my hair and kissing me wildly, sweat dripping from my face. I can feel you beginning to climax. Don't stop. My body's in sexual overload. My vagina left throbbing, satisfied I am. But the nympho in me wants more. You shouldn't have given it to me so good. For now, get your rest. But don't fall asleep, because I'll be back. I'm an addict to your sex. Nympho, yeah, that's me. So that's just a little bit of my erotic.
Wow. Wait a minute. Wait for this. Yeah.
Thank you so much. So, guys, you can get more of that by purchasing the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's on Amazon Kindle as well, Sugar With a Pinch of Spice. And do check it out on SoundCloud, that Nympho. It has the music and everything to it. And that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
Well, you know what? You bust my nutshell. Love it. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. I love your poetry. I had to put on my stretchy underwear. Beautiful, passionate. You are a genius, you literary, sexy queen, you siren, you. You call my name.
Yes.
Hello. Yes. You get, spank it, spank it, spank it. Oh, I'm sorry. I got carried away. I got really carried away. Sorry. You are on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and your seductive poetry is beautiful. Your motivation poetry. Now, tell me about your motivational poetry, because there are people out there. You got the great voice. You got the power. You got the heart. Give me a little bit of motivation.
My motivational poetry is basically, you know, to motivate you and uplift you in times of hard times and also like in happy times. Like one of my poems, A Prayer Way, if I got a little bit of time, it's not long. But a prayer way is, although I can't be near you, you cannot hear my voice. My hugs I used to give to you are memories in your thoughts. The way we used to laugh, the times we used to play, seemed like only yesterday. My, how fast time passed. There may be times you cry for me, even times where you feel down. Just look up to the heavens above and know I'm smiling down. When the day becomes too hard to bear and you wish that you could call, close your eyes and bow your head. Know that I'm only a prayer way. So it's like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can just motivate someone,
lost
a loved one, or, you know, inspire them to just keep going and, you know, keep the head up.
You know, you are really great. And what inspired you to start writing poems? I mean, you could write a book, a novel, a novella, but you went right into the poems. And have you performed anywhere with your poetry at some of these poetry houses?
Oh, yes. I performed in Houston, Texas at a lot of different events. But like I say, when I perform, it's a lot of my erotic poetry. Now, if I do the clean version of me, it is because I've got invited to several events to perform. And so I perform the more of my inspirational and motivational pieces for those crowds. So it just depends on the crowd and who I'm delivering to.
Right. I think you're great.
And so writing poetry, I challenged myself to write a poem every day. So this book is packed with 80 pieces, almost 80 something pieces, because I challenged myself every day to write a poem no matter what. So I a lot of it comes from me, and a lot of it comes from other people where they talk to me about their situations, and then I write upon that.
You know what I'm thinking? Are you like a dirty talker in bed? You know, I mean, you're getting it on, and you're in the grind, and then you have poetry in there that says, "Never mind." You just keep on going, and you keep on pumping. Please don't stop. I love the humping. How's
yeah.
that? Yeah. talent. We got to go on tour. A little Spice with a Hammer. The name of the book is Sugar with a Pinch of Spice. You can get it at Amazon right now and Barnes & Noble. How do you pronounce your first name? I wanted to call it Demetina.
It's Diamantina.
Diamantina. Miss Browdy.
Yes.
You bring it. You bring the love, girl. You bring the love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And how can people reach you on your fans reach you on social media and Facebook and so on and so forth?
They can reach me on Facebook at I Am Royalty D. That's I Am Royalty in the letter D all together. And they can also reach me on Instagram at Royal Poetry for Instagram.
You did that interview pretty quickly. You're a pro. You know exactly what to do. You really do. You came in. You brought it. You got some motivational stuff, and you got me, you know what I mean? You know where you got me, girl. I don't even know you. Do you have another erotic poetry? Could I hear it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's called Pleasure.
Yes.
Nick.
Mike.
Pleasure. This one is called Pleasure, okay? Naked with soap running warm down my body, steam filling up the shower, rubbing my hands all over myself. I love how my body feels. I look at myself and immediately I'm turned on. By the perkiness of my breast, the shape of my ass, the nice look of my clit, I'm ready to pleasure myself. I'll start with my tits. Then I move down to my thighs. With a pulsating click, my fingers can't resist. I excitedly move in to satisfy my shit. My hands, what would I do without them? In a circular motion, they roam. Up and down, they move in and out. My head tilts back and forth. My body is twitching. I'm moaning and sex screaming. Damn, I make myself feel good. I'm the shit when it comes to this. Calm sliding down my thighs. Multiple orgasms I give. Self-pleasure in full effect. I make my own damn toes curl. Yeah, I'm so feeling myself, so into myself, that I didn't even notice that you were watching. Did you enjoy the show? Are you ready for more? Come join me. Slide right in and finish me.
Wow. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you make my voice sound like Barry White. Oh, girl. Yeah. Love it. My ebony beauty poetry queen.
Thank you.
You inspire me. I created a poem just for you. And here it goes. I call it Ennis. Bill Cosby had a son. His name was Ennis, and so is that's my name. Done. But when you go to bed with me, it's only you to blame. With a name like Ennis, you gotta expect less and not more. Because when you come to me, I couldn't finish it because something is distracting me. I just got a weather report that's going on in Houston. Hold on, it's a really emergency thing. How's your weather? Because I just got a weather report that there is a hurricane coming to where you for Houston and Dallas.
Yeah.
How's your weather? Oh my God.
In Houston. It was raining real bad. The wind was real horrible earlier this morning, but right now it's calm where I'm at. I'm located over here by the NRG in Houston, Texas, the stadium where they play the sports game. So it's calm over here right now, but earlier this morning it was bad.
Oh, Ms. Browdy, you got to be safe. Seriously, this is no joke. You need to get off the internet. I want to thank you. Can we reschedule? Because I really want to get deep into your poetry. Is that what you want to call
sure.
it? Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
girl.
Please.
Ooh,
information
yes,
to reschedule, and we can definitely do it again.
That's what they all say. Didn't you like it the first time? I'll do it again, girl. You know what you need. I'll spank that ass. Make you love me. Hey, hey, there's a professional interview. What's wrong with you? Okay, please reschedule. You are so much fun. Ladies and gentlemen, go to Amazon and get the book. It's called Sugar with a Pinch of Spice by Miss Browdy. And you will love it. Again, it's on Amazon and where else?
Barnes
and Noble. Now, she made big time. She made big time. She made Barnes and Noble. That's big time. Get the book. Let's reschedule. Let's talk again, my little poetry queen. Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, definitely. All right. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Thank you for coming in. Miss Browdy, everybody, thank you so much. Yeah, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. She motivated me. She motivated me in business, and she motivated my privates. I mean, that was absolutely beautiful. We have our next show coming up. I know we're running late. Oh, Miss Browdy, I'm going to have her in my head. That was just beautiful. Charisse, did you hear the poetry? You're a poetry lover.
Yes, I did.
What do you
yes,
think?
I did. That was good.
It was good,
she's
wasn't
the way
it?
She's it was good. Mm-hmm.
She's the real deal. She's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. All right, everybody. I'm sorry that we have another show coming up and we're already running late. Next show is... because Ellen usually has a schedule. She's in Louisiana. And like I said, what's happening in Louisiana, they got weather problems. So I'm going to have to hang up, and you guys will know what the next show is because it's on a marquee. a filmmaker. He has a film. It's called Shotgun Zombie. He made a film, and it's on Prime, Amazon Prime right now. He's our next guest. He'll be coming in about 2 seconds. So if you're a filmmaker and you're a film lover, he's promoting his film. I want to thank the blessed Ebony Queen, the poetress. Miss Browdy, for coming in and sharing us some very, very spiritual and wonderful words in her poetry. See you guys later. Thank you, Ta-Ta-Ta, for coming in. Thank you, Charisse. I'm going to hang up now. You know how it goes. I hang up and the show begins again. So if anybody wants to call back in, they have to start all over again. Thank you for listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio, giving you the best talent in the world, along with the A-Team and the morning crew, Charisse, and the lovely, starring the lovely Miss Browdy. Goodbye, y'all. See you in about 2 minutes.